love you. And that's the general word. Those of you who are going out to play golf this morning, you might want to figure out what's going on and spend a few minutes with us, because we have the most important stories of the day here on Good Day.
Keep you talking for all the holes, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. When you have that hole in run.
In run. You guys are actually wiser than you led on right now.
Is that so, Rich?
I'm being wise. You want to have something to talk about every hole.
Exactly. Jennifer's pretty hip to this. Okay, right. So many people play golf for what?
Social reasons.
For making deals. There it is. And when you're out on the links, and if you're not up to speed on what's going on, and a conversation starts, you got no help out there.
Nope. That's right. You need us so you can have a good game of golf and make a good deal. All right, so you may want to start by the usual attacks that we have here on the government. One of them has to do with the cost of food stamps. People say, they send me an email, you always say this is not about politics. Okay, draw your own conclusion. In the last 3.5 years, the amount of food stamp fraud has doubled to the point where there is over $750 million a year, according to the Department of Agriculture. This is their own internal study, and they say they don't deal with it because it's not enough money to worry about. How's that?
Money for me to worry about, I'll tell you.
It's not enough to worry about. Okay, so in league with that.
So I'm going to go steal $750 million from the government.
And you'll be fine.
And then I'll say, what are you guys worried about? It's not enough money for
not
me
a big
to worry
deal.
About.
I have some.
No. Not a big deal.
I'll share with all of you.
Okay, so then we have the FAA and the sequester. How many of you, yesterday this time, most people did not know that the FAA furloughs are a complete sham. You'll see today, you'll hear, you're going to hear two sides of the story. The one that will be played up most by the dunderheads that deliver the news is that the President and Congress are going to act because this is an emergency, and they're going to fix the problem like they have with so many other things, problems that they've created themselves. So, that isn't usually the story, though. There's a big problem. They don't usually say that they've created the problem themselves. There's a big problem, and according to the FAA, these furloughs are creating havoc. Most of the delay time has doubled to tripled because of a 2% budget cut at the FAA. Well, what you didn't know, now you will when you get out onto the 17th fairway and somebody you're playing golf with is scheduling a trip for later today, and they're worried about how much time it's going to take them to get to where they need to go because of the FAA furloughs. Here's what you need to know for your conversation. The FAA this year actually got two things. A, more money than they had asked for, and more money than was budgeted last year, even after the sequester cuts. So it is a complete lie, not figment of imagination, but a complete lie that you are being, and the news media is an unindicted co-conspirator in all this because they don't do their work. How many of you knew that after the sequester cut, and this, by the way, is not just to the FAA, but this is built into budgets all up and down the pike. So that, and the government whispered to the people budgeting for the various departments, look, it's going to be a little bit of a problem.
Well,
so
we're going to
add to the budget. And then when they cut 2%, you'll still be ahead of where you were last year.
Let me hook you up.
Okay, Richard.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
They all still have plenty of money. They just can't manage themselves. And we all know that.
They
all know that. But we see this every election, and we see this every time that there is a revenue shortfall. That they have to figure out how to scare you or manipulate you so that you will let them take more of your money to do what they want to do.
Right.
So when the sequester came up, they all say, okay, let me see, we can threaten them with education, your kids will grow up stupid, we can threaten them with health care.
No more police.
Travel delays. Right.
And, oh yeah, you're going to have to sit in line at the airport for 6 hours. You'll be in the airport prison.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel? Now give us our money.
Right. Give us your money. Not our money. It's your money.
No, not to them. It's our money.
Right. Okay. So this gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse.
Okay.
And on top of that, the internet sales tax, which will add about $11 billion a year to federal coffers. This is my 60-second warning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your rant is getting warmer.
No, wait, it's, well, hello. It was not my rant. You're the one who hijacked my rant.
It's important stuff.
What I say is important, but what you say is more important than what I say.
No. You're on your fourth rant here.
But there are different rants. I get 60 seconds for each rant.
No.
Yes, I do.
You got 60 seconds
to rant.
It's
the Doug Steffen Good Day rant. One for each of the important opportunities that we have to discuss what's going on in the world. So, the internet, but this is a short rant anyway.
New rule. No, if you're going to do back-to-back rants, you get 30 seconds.
You know what? I get a rule. I get a rule here.
Right, Richie interrupted my rant.
The rule is that listening to you guys argue about rants, it only gets the last...
Right,
no.
Seconds.
30 seconds at the most. Okay, max.
That's cool.
Anyway, so the $11 billion is going to come in from collecting sales tax from the internet. They're going to add that to the list of the long list of money they get from you that they can waste. All right.
Let me extend your rant on this one a little bit.
That's factual, too, by the way.
Does anybody know whether this has passed? This thing with the internet tax seems like it's through. It's gone.
Yeah, they're pushing it through.
No. There's already a tax. They just don't collect it.
Well, we talked about this yesterday, how it's incumbent upon us, the taxpayer, to keep track of how many internet purchases we have each year. Yeah. And at the end of the year, we should pay those taxes for those purchases in our tax bill. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I didn't know it.
All right, here's something else you didn't know. Remember the Elvis impersonator?
Yeah, the Rice Man.
The one who doesn't eat rice.
Right, yeah. Doesn't eat rice.
I don't even eat rice. I love that.
So apparently, he was messing with this other guy's wife or something. I don't know what.
Yeah.
The story is that he had nothing to do with it, but the guy who actually sent the rice and was trying to get at this guy for messing around with his wife.
The guy that they think
next door neighbor.
They sent the rice in.
He sent the rice in. It certainly wasn't Elvis. Elvis didn't send the rice.
Elvis
poor
didn't do
Elvis.
It. He didn't even eat rice.
I don't even eat rice. Yeah.
No.
You remember back to, and I actually knew this guy, Stephen Hatfield, the guy that they followed around for 2 years.
Fred McCoy was his neighbor on the
anthrax. Yes, on the anthrax threat.
Yeah,
that guy ended up with a few million bucks in his bank account because
$9 million. I remember that.
Yep.
Yeah, the big fat guy.
Yeah,
he was a flat-footed. Yes, he was. He was a flat-footed.
No.
That was not the same guy.
I know. You're thinking about the guy that I worked with that was his representative.
Oh.
He was the big fat guy.
Okay.
Well,
that's
a way
to describe him, too, by the way.
Yeah, he was a little kooky, too.
All right.
But Hatfield got railroaded on
that.
The FBI was
more?
Wrong on that.
Oh, I have some more grinding here to do.
No.
Let's have a little fun. Come on.
What do you mean? We're not having fun with this?
You've been grinding for nine minutes now.
Well, that's because I was vamping because Roberta was busy brushing her teeth or something. I don't know what she was doing, but she's now.
Now it's Roberta's fault. Roberta's fault.
Exactly.
No, Roberta.
Poor Roberta.
Nice going, Roberta. People send me emails every day. You're so mean to Roberta.
You are.
Oh, give me a break. Okay. So what do we have in the... Isn't it time for some kind of spaghetti deal at the Olive Garden?
We got a free kids meal at the Olive Garden.
Really?
Yes. And we got free bagels today.
Really?
And we got free coffee today.
Really?
And we have free money from Home Depot today.
Really?
We have free shipping today.
And
we have free donuts today.
Hey, free donuts. All right, I want to say hi.
You can shop.
All right, in a couple of minutes, we'll have Roberta's report from the Queen of Cheap Department. Tony in Memphis, listening to KWAM. I listen to your show on the way to work every morning. I enjoy your show, especially how you deal with serious topics.
Are you sure about that, sir?
Talk radio is a lot more than having a good laugh. It also is about getting information.
It's getting to having a good rant.
Right, it is. It's all about rants. It's 16 after on Good Day.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Ba ba bla. black sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Teams going to be moving up. They're going to be moving down. Steve Milner, cornerback out of Alabama, having going.
Your team's future starts on draft night.
Where the Kansas City Chiefs are picking and grab Steve Milner ahead of the other teams. Another quarterback, Matt Barkley, his stock plummeted.
Know what we know, and you'll know the draft.
Second round, running backs outside of Eddie Lacy from Alabama. Nobody to speak of at that spot. Tight end Tyler Eifert from Notre Dame figures in the top part.
The 2013 NFL Draft. Coverage begins tonight at 8 Eastern on ESPN and Watch ESPN. Presented by Bud Light.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
She's the queen of China. Roberta Fasanelli.
Wow.
All right, let's get at it, Roberski.
Let's start with Olive Garden. Today you can order a free Olive Garden kids meal when you get adult entree purchases. So you can bring the entire Cub Scout troop and all their moms and dads, and they'll all eat free. How about that? All at Olive Garden. You can start off your morning with Brugger's Bagels if you like. You get three free bagels if you go in there before 2 p.m. today. Or this coming, one's a Krispy Kreme. The Krispy Kreme is on the 28th. You can go there that Sunday, and you can buy one dozen and get a dozen free. So free
a dozen?
Two. A dozen donuts, too. And if you're really good, you can order your free Gavalia House Blend coffee before that, so you can have donuts and coffee on Sunday. How about that? If you need clothes for the summertime Land's End, we have a special coupon for you at DougStephan.com. It gives you 25% off of everything and free shipping over $50, which isn't hard to get to at Land's End. And Home Depot, join their garden club like I did last night. Get $5 off of $50 and all sorts of special deals mailed to you. Like
$5 off $50 or just $45?
$5 off of a $50 purchase, yes.
That's your $45. You got to figure it out.
Yes, Doug, your math is very good. This is at DougStephan.com in the Queen of Sheep section.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
On the Good Day program, American Idol. American Idol last night. Ratings in the tank. Jennifer's got the story about what the...
There's big drama, yes, in the TV report.
Right, mm-hmm. Exactly. All right, anyway, Amber Holcomb. Richie said all these singers last night were good.
They're really good singers.
She opened up the
really
show with The Power of Love.
Columbia. Wow.
Yeah.
There's no easy song to sing.
I could sing that.
Okay.
I get these shows confused. I'm waiting for the judges to turn around and, you know, or the coaches, or whatever they are. But that's not the way it works on American Idol. Where are we now? Let's see. May sweeps. They got to get this done by the third Thursday in May. So they got, what, 3 weeks left? Are they down to three people? Did they get out of three?
See, they have
four names. Tonight will be down to three, right?
Yeah, tonight will be down to three.
All right, so Amber, we think she's good, Richie?
They're all very good.
The judges are all
now it's just a matter of whether they chose the right song and whether it really had the punch and the power that they could have.
Of love.
But you cannot knock any of their singing abilities.
All right, let's go to the next performer, Candice Glover, with Find Your Love. You like Candace?
Now, they knocked both of her song choices last night.
Nikki and Randy especially.
Yeah, she didn't do very well last
Less
night.
Less churchy, they said.
Yeah.
All right, so we don't want to waste any time on her. Now, most people I've heard talking about Cree Harrison.
Yeah.
That song, It Hurts So Bad, is how she got into the judges' faces.
I listened to the song. I loved it, but they didn't.
Wow. I think I like her voice.
Nah, it sounds like the same little stuff. I don't buy it.
Give it a second. Song, but the judges didn't like it. They thought she was
emotionally connected. Is that
Jimmy
right?
Jimmy Iovine said there's 100 blues songs she could have chosen, and this one wasn't the right one. But I thought it was great.
He's so rough this season.
Jimmy Iovine is rough.
All right, so we have Amber, who's performed, Candace, who performed, Cree, who's performed, and now it's Angie
and
Miller.
I think she's going to win.
Angie's going to win it.
Who are
Angie's
you?
Angie's going to win.
Who you are?
She sits there at the piano. She's amazing.
The judges liked her a lot last night, too. I did come in on the end of that, and I heard Randy talking about how great her performance was.
And she's a songwriter, too.
Yeah. So yeah, tonight,
this girl's total package. She's really got it all.
So what will happen tonight? One of these will be booted out tonight, right?
Well, that's how it's supposed to work.
It's probably going to be.
I think Amber.
Candace or Amber?
You think Amber? No, I thought it would be Candace.
The judges love Amber.
Yeah, the judges really like Amber.
Really. All right, so that's that. Maybe we'll have a little more of this in the next hour, because this is, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here with regard to that. Now, more interesting, maybe the TV plot, the Idol plot, which is not going to happen, apparently. Mariah Carey being replaced by Jennifer Lopez. And not so fast, Jen, right?
Yeah, that's what the rumors are. Yesterday they came out, Us Weekly broke the story, that they, since the ratings were so bad, that behind the scenes producers were coming up with a way to solve all the problems, and one plan was to reboot the show, and it involved replacing Mariah Carey with Jennifer Lopez. They were trying to do a trade, essentially.
Really?
But Mariah Carey's people ended that, yeah.
I will tell you, Mariah was much better last night than she has been.
Well, she knew she was on the way out,
she
probably.
She was succinct. She had something to say, and she was she got right to it. She was good.
Her team is threatening to sue, although J-Lo will appear on the finale to perform.
All right, so more television news coming up in the next half hour. Say it again, Doug. More television news coming up in the next half hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with today's pet tip. You know, moving house is as stressful for your pet as it is for you. But careful planning will help you soften the trauma. Involve your pet in the packing up as much as possible. Don't lock him away, but keep him among the family so he can see what's going on. Keep to his normal routine as much as possible, maintaining his schedule of walks and keeping his food dish in its normal place. If at all possible, take your dog to the new home before moving day. Let him sniff around and become familiar with his soon-to-be new home, both inside and out. By walking with him and talking to him in a positive manner as he investigates, you will convey a sense of security. If you express anxiety or apprehension, he will most certainly be quick to pick up on that. It's important to take the time to introduce the dog to his new surroundings. Place his food and water in an area similar to where it had been at the old premises. Provide him with something to play with. Give him lots of extra hugs for reassurance, and that will help him feel settled. And remember, he's nervous, you're nervous. Enjoy the new home, but make your dog feel as comfortable as you possibly can. I'll more next time. The other day, a long-time customer reminded me that the vitamins I developed, Hugs and Kisses, are now keeping a second generation of their dogs and cats healthy and looking fabulous. It's been 20 years, and back then it was a popular misconception that all the nutrients your dog or cat needed were in a high-quality pet food. That's exactly why I formulated Hugs and Kisses supplements, insisting on the finest ingredients like lecithin as the number one ingredient. And to support your pet's immune system, I formulated them with rich antioxidants. The result is softer fur and no more chewing or constant scratching. Hugs and Kisses vitamin and mineral supplements help reduce shedding and promote overall wellness. With my 30-day money-back guarantee, you can be confident your pet will be soft and shiny in no time at all. People will actually compliment your pet on their shiny coat. Just read the comments on my website at thepetshow.com. Both dogs and cats love the taste of my chewable Hugs and Kisses supplements. Even picky eaters love these semi-moist nugget treats. Order your jar today. Just call the Hugs and Kisses counselors at my office at 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-4847. 1-800-430-4847.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Describe this radio program, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. One of the people doing that is Steve Bell, who listens to us in White Oak, Texas. We'll have his story. Jennifer has the TV report. And there are a number of other things we have up our sleeves. When I say we, it's all of us together. It's a co-conspiracy of congenital contriteness here on the Good Day program. You figured that out, let me know what I just said. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. Rich at DougSteffen.com. Kenny at DougSteffen.com. Roberta at DougSteffen.com. The Treasury Department has opened up the vault with your money in it, and they're using the money to pay off. This is number three. They have a hat trick today from the FAA. Let's see, what was the second thing? Oh, the food and drug, not food and drug, the FAA, and hello. We got so many food stamps. That's USDA. Anyway, so here's the third one. You ready, Richie?
Sure.
The Treasury Department announced yesterday, or admitted, maybe that's a better way of putting it, they admitted yesterday that they used your money to pay off the banks. The Treasury Department opened up the vault so the banks could get borrow money from the Treasury Department to pay off their federal bailouts and boost executive salaries. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
Go through it again. You got it?
No, that's all right. I got it.
You got it. How about you, Jennifer? You got it?
I always have it, sir. I got
it. Roberta, you got it?
No.
Okay. Banks, according to the report, the banks have used $2.1 billion from the Federal Small Business Lending Fund to reimburse the government for the TARP program. They borrowed money from the government to pay the money back to the government.
Once again, sticking it to small businesses.
Absolutely.
And that money disappears.
That money is gone.
Never.
They're not
will
using
come
it.
Back.
Nope. So that's why crowdfunding is as important as it is. There's a new crowdfund today, and Leave It to Me to have not to have, I had it.
Oh, I know what it is. It's a movie. Or is it?
Yeah, it is.
Is that
right.
What you're talking about?
Yeah. You're on.
Well, it's Zach Braff, actually. Yes, every once in a while I'm on it.
Yeah, no, you are on it. That's good. Tell the story.
Yeah. No, Zach Braff, and you remember him probably best from Scrubs.
Yeah, right.
He's trying to make his next film. Now, he made and he wrote and directed Garden State, which was a really good, quirky little movie.
Yep.
He went on Kickstarter yesterday, and he wants to raise $2 million in the next 30 days for his film, Wish I Was Here, which he co-wrote with his brother, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
He was inspired to launch a campaign after seeing the success that Rob Thomas had, raising that money for the Veronica Mars movie, which we've talked about on the show. So,
kind of cool.
He's already made over $1 million by late afternoon yesterday.
Yep.
Put it up in the morning, $1 million by the afternoon.
He'll have $2 million today.
As the way that these independents will go, so that they're not owned by some big producer or some big studio. That's their own movie.
Yeah, but if you can attach a name like that to get really get the word out, I mean, it's great. Look at that in a day.
Very cool. All right, so will you be interested to know, or maybe this is a question I was going to say, would you be interested to know that Rupert Murdoch has started taking transcendental meditation courses?
That's awesome.
Learning TM. I was going to do this, but then I found it is $1,500, and I didn't figure, I mean, I learned how to do meditation myself.
You're going to do meditation on your own.
Really?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I can sit there and count my money in private and be nice and quiet about it.
Right. Right. It won't take me long to do that in my meditation. Anyway, I spoke with a gentleman who was teaching or wanted to teach me, who actually taught him, and he said that he is really appreciating the experience and had the best night's sleep he's had in a long time. So I thought it was kind of interesting that people who are as wealthy as Rupert Murdoch is need a bit of peace of mind. And
probably more than the rest of us.
How did they come by the money is the question. All right, here's the email from a 47-year-old listener, married 29 years, has two sons. One's a graduate of the Air Force Academy. The other is about to enter college. I have a high school education, started and failed at business a couple times, have never been out of work more than a week. I now explain my demographics. Let me get to the point. Unfortunately, the only station I can listen to during my commute happens to have your program on it. Unlike a few years ago, all talk radio shows on the air today are either conservative or liberal. None, including you, are fair and balanced, as demonstrated by the women that you have on the air. Apparently, they have never had an original thought in their lives. I don't know where this is coming from, folks. I'm just telling you. Here is what this man thinks after listening to Roberta and Jennifer without really knowing. A, they have all been, they have both been divorced at least once.
No, I haven't even been married, sir.
Two, they attended some East Coast or West Coast liberal college.
Well, every college is liberal in my estimation.
Three, they probably come from intact homes, two-parent families, but it's unlikely that one or both of their parents agree with them politically or about life in
general. That is true. My dad and I agree, my mom and I do not, but no, we do not. I do not come from a solid home, no.
Okay. They're publicly against almost anything that money can buy, but they sure enjoy it themselves. Five, although they are supposed to be reporters or news people,
we are incapable
of reporting.
Person.
They could be accurately described. Let me see. They could not accurately describe what God's basic principles and the truths of life are, that America was founded on, because they are their own God. They make up their own principles and truths as dictated by their feelings.
Are you sure this letter was written to us and not you?
No. Oh, no. He kind of takes his... No. Here's his shot at me. You ready?
Okay.
Doug, you fall into almost all of these categories as well, but because you are a showman, you can play both sides of the fence and do all right at it. The only exception to this is Rich, who's an independent thinker.
That's right. That's me.
Signed Rich McFadden.
Yeah. Okay.
Mom.
Steve Mr. Bell Independent, they call
in White Oak, Texas. Thank you, Steve. All right, so let's see.
He likes us, I guess.
Well, you know what? I'm betting that, you know, like so many people who, I'm going to wait, I wish Imus were back on or something like that. I'm never going to listen to you again. That's what we hear more often.
I don't know how anybody could listen to this show for 5 minutes and think that,
any of those things were true. Or that I was just better than
think
we are.
Roberta and Jennifer are politically alike or akin to each other. They are about as far away from each other as you can get.
But we're friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's because we're open thinkers.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Isn't it Roberta? Roberta's like, you're not my friend, you jerk. In her silence.
Yeah. All right. So you'll be happy to know that Charlotte is upside down on the rug. I wish we had television cameras here. Somebody to take a video of this. She's upside down scratching herself on the rug waiting for breakfast. That's the latest from the farm. 19 before the hour. Let's take a couple of minutes to talk to you about fish oil. Fish oil. Healthy omega-3s in fish oil supplements are good for you, but you don't like the fishy aftertaste, the fish burps, so to speak, that go along with taking omega-3s. By the way, omega-3s are much better than there. You've seen on some bottles omega, completely all the omega-3, 6, 9s. You don't want 6s. You don't want 9s. You want omega-3s. There is a reason that these fish oil capsules that you're getting in the drugstore or you're buying them at Costco or wherever you buy them have the unpleasant after effects, because they don't have all of the ingredients pure, and thus the impurities cause those nasty burps. Now, to the rescue, Uncle Doug and Vitality Fish Oil. Vitality is the natural triglyceride. It is the natural form. It is just like eating salmon directly, easy to digest. It absorbs 70% better than the standard fish oil products that you get at the drugstore or you get at the box store. Vitality fish oil is equal to 5 standard supermarket brand fish oil pills. No burps. No aftertaste. Have I made a difference in your decision on what to buy next when it comes to fish oils, fish oil capsules? You've seen them, right? They look cool, and they taste awful. You're not supposed to eat them, by the way. You're supposed to just swallow them. At any rate, Vitality Fish Oil offering a free sample so you can find out for yourself that you will not have burps when you take this fish oil capsule. No fishy aftertaste, no burps. Call 888-809-6424. Only way to get these Vitality Fish Oil caps is by dialing the manufacturer directly, the distributor, 888-809-6424. Or you can visit cardiol.net. Same folks are doing Cardiol and doing Vitality Fish Oil. Cardiol.net/Doug. You do not have to use a credit card. You are not going to be asked to buy something, and they'll automatically ship it to you after you've... You're just going to get these free, and you'll pay a couple of bucks, I think, for shipping. That's it. Free, free, free. No more fish burps. That's 888-809-6424, or visit cardiol.net/Doug, and just click on the free Vitality Fish Oil button there, and you'll get them tout sweet en français.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements, because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert. A recent survey by Bank of America found that rewards programs for being a responsible card user are becoming more popular among consumers, ranking third after cash back and merchandise. Many credit cards offer rewards for spending. However, some are now giving rewards to customers for responsibly managing their debt. Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert.
Before you get a credit card, first consider your personal spending and your payment habits. You want a card with a rewards program that fits your lifestyle and how you manage your finances. If you typically carry a balance, look for a card that has low interest and reinforces good payment practices. For example, Bank of America's new Better Balance Rewards card. It provides a $25 quarterly cash reward when you pay on time and more than the monthly minimum. And with a qualifying account, you can get an extra $5 a quarter. That's a cash reward of up to $120 a year.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
I'm Dan Marin.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
Some inventory arrived late for our famous April sale. And that means you can still save big at Lumber Liquidator's Second Chance Hardwood Flooring Clearance Sale. Just arrived. Laminate and vinyl wood plank at incredibly low April sale prices. Hardwood and bamboo, all at the best deals of the year. Plus, get special financing. Second chances don't last long, and neither will these big deals. Second Chance Flooring Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Nothing, nothing on.
Nothing.
Nothing. 13 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer has the latest, the up-to-date. Actually, I saw a little more today dirt. I don't know if you saw this or not, but let's get to your stuff first, and then maybe this is other than Ann Curry cutting her hair.
I had heard that they're asking, and we can start there if you want. I had just heard today that Matt Lauer has been urging NBC to hire a crisis PR team to help him out because he's in such a situation over there.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
There's a New York Times Magazine print of a book. They did a review of Top of the Morning, Inside the Cutthroat World of Morning TV,
mm-hmm.
with reporter Brian Stelter, which actually delves into the backstabbing that took place regarding Ann Curry. According to the article, Curry got the hosting job when Meredith left because producers were worried Matt was going to leave as well, and they'd be left without a familiar face.
Interesting.
So
that
the
makes sense. I mean,
article
that
says
makes sense.
It might have sounded like a paranoid chain reaction, but it was terrifyingly possible.
Mm-hmm.
Curry had to stay in case Lauer didn't, but an insider said Curry was a disaster from the beginning.
Well,
the staff often made fun of her. It wasn't just
she's
Lauer.
She's a news person. She just didn't have any chemistry to host.
Right.
She doesn't have the warm fuzzies that it takes to host a morning show.
Apparently, there's a blooper reel, Jennifer, that's making it a round of Ann's worst mistakes. Apparently, a lot of time in the control room was spent making fun of her outfits, that kind of stuff. So they put a reel together. It is. And they called it Operation Bambi. So it wasn't Lauer, actually, at all.
Right.
It was these people behind the scenes.
I think Matt just knew there was no chemistry there. He knew that it wasn't working. And
right.
So that's probably
he's getting
he
a bad
said.
Rap. He's
he
getting
is
a
getting rap. A bad rap for this. And, you know,
she blames him for something because I'm watching the video right now of when he tried to hug her when they were saying goodbye.
No, she doesn't like him.
Yeah. So there's obviously bad
blood there.
Didn't
he take a pay cut like Leno did to keep people on the staff?
I don't think so.
I thought he did.
But I will tell you.
The answer to your question, Kenny, is 25 mil.
Why doesn't he hire his own crisis management team?
I know. He's got the money for it, and he could.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is I actually still do know a producer over at the Today Show, and when Katie Couric was there, the rumor was that she was so much harder to work with that they always would like to give stories to Ann because Katie was just so hard to work with. So who knows? All right, but speaking of another situation...
Yes.
Mike the Situation. Remember him? Jersey Shore? Mike Sorrentino?
Uh-huh.
Well, good news, everybody. He's coming back to TV to a show that nobody ever will want to see. TMZ's reporting that he's shooting a new reality show that focuses on him and his family living in the suburbs
wonderful.
Of New Jersey.
That's
I know.
Yeah.
Also announced yesterday, Mad Men star Jon Hamm has been tapped to host the 2013 ESPYs. That's the ESPN Sports Awards, July 19th. And then yesterday, we got... an interesting report from Do-It-Yourself Network. Apparently, they're sending Vanilla Ice to the land of the Amish in a new series called Vanilla Ice Goes Amish.
Yeah. I will tell you this. His show on the DIY
goodness.
Channel.
He's good.
It's very good. It's all a right. very good home improvement show.
Very exciting. It's 51 after the hour on Good Day.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 2237.
Money Pit time on Good Day. 53 after the hour. Time for us to help you help yourselves at home. Money Pit. With the co-host of this program that's on the air every weekend, gets great reviews, and that's because Kreitler knows what he's talking about, so does Leslie Segretti. Tom Kreitler here. A moment for his dad, who's in intensive care down in Florida. A moment of I'm a great believer, Tommy, in the reality of thoughts, and thoughts are things. Some people call it prayer, or whatever it is that you call it. If people wish well to somebody, I believe it has a major impact. So in this circumstance where your dad is in such tough shape, we wish you well. More importantly, we wish him well. And if there are a couple hundred thousand people who think that at the same time, I'm betting it'll make a difference. So good
luck. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. Let's talk about outdoor now. I'm looking at green grass. The buds are out on the lilac trees. It appears to really be springtime.
Yep.
Getting ready to do decks and patios. What about if you're building one?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know the difference. A deck and a patio, a deck is the same thing as a patio, isn't it?
Well, you know, it really depends on height between the door of your house and the grade. So, for example, if you have a door that's like kind of basically goes out to your backyard without more than maybe a single step, or even two steps, you probably want to go with a patio because you don't want to build a deck that's set into the ground because it's kind of counterproductive to put that wood structure, even if it's pressure treated, mm-hmm. in the soil. In that case, you would use a patio. But if you were like most homes where you've got three or four steps down to grade, then that's a situation for a deck. planning both of them requires some of the same kind of thought. You know, you want to think about how much space you have to work with. You want to think about the shape. You want to think about levels. I always suggest that it's a good idea to, once you kind of have an idea of how big you want to make this, to take some rope and lay out the outside perimeter of the patio, because it just gives you another visual indication of exactly how big that space is going to be. And then you can actually move some furniture in there. You want to think about, you know, do I have room to move around? Am I going to get between the table and the railing? Do I want to put multiple levels in? If you do, you know, it looks kind of cool to have step downs, but then, of course, you lose all that space around the furniture. So it's real important to kind of get a feel for the space before you commit to pick up the shovel to start setting this thing in motion.
Tommy, say your deck would be on the second level like mine is. How would you get a feel for the space?
Yeah, well, that's a good point. I mean, obviously you can't do that, but you can still do the same thing on the ground just to kind of, again, lay out that space and see what the space is going to be like. Of course, it's a lot more complicated to build these if it's on the second level, and I got to say that, unfortunately, every summer we hear about deck collapses because the decks are not properly constructed, or you have an old deck that was not properly inspected. In fact, I think we're coming up on deck inspection month, because there's a month for everything in America. It's a great place to live.
National Deck Inspection Month.
Or Deck Safety Month or something like that. Yeah. But, you know, it's a good idea if you have an existing deck to check the connections between the deck and the house, because that's usually where they fail. And they always fail when, you know, you've got 50 of your closest personal friends up there on a warm summer evening. So you can't be too careful to check the deck structure, check for cracked boards, check the attachment point,
all right,
check railing.
You could do what some people in my neighborhood do, invite people over that they don't like onto an old decrepit deck and hope it'll collapse, and that'll get rid of a few of these people you don't like.
I had two high school friends who were best friends since high school, and one of them was on the other guy's deck, leaned on the railing, fell from the second story. And it was a bad move, and they are not friends anymore, and it's ugly.
Really?
Yeah.
Now they're called litigants.
Exactly.
Okay, you are blogging at MoneyPit.com about how to avoid major energy drains from minor electronics. You want to tip us off on that?
Yeah, you know, every time you have something plugged in these days, even if it's not on, it drains electricity. It's called vampire power, because it's just kind of like...
Roberta will love that. Repeat that again. Roberta, listen up. Vampire electronics. All right, keep it. She loves anything with vampires in it. Keep going.
It's a good idea that you use these power-saving strips where you can turn one button off and essentially depower the circuit. Because if you leave even cell phones plugged in, unless the chargers are Energy Star rated, and the difference between the Energy Star rated chargers and not is that they actually do disconnect even when they're in the off position. Most chargers will stay on all the time. So those little transformer block chargers just drip, 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 drip power all the time. And it adds up over the course of the year when you think about all of those types of devices we have in our home.
Right. All right. So what is it, the old expression, a word to the wise is sufficient? Think about when you leave your computers on or anything. There's, as he's suggesting, the stove is going to leak a little because there's a clock on it, whatever, all those things. You may need them, you may want them, but just so you're not surprised or you think, oh, my God, I never thought about that. There's Tommy getting you to think. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit. Check out MoneyPit.com. Send your questions along anytime, because they're happy to be helpful, because that's why they're here, as are we at Doug.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.